Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice. God bless America. If I say something that offends you here, that's too bad. It's a freedom of speech zone. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it's all about the pandemic. And even white-tailed deer are catching COVID-19 right here in Michigan. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. Deer can catch COVID-19. No joke. Number two, plastic pollution. Microplastics specifically, one of the most dangerous man-made products choking the Great Lakes. It may be at a critical point. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, number one, the expiration of driver's licenses, license plates, and everything else because of what happened during the pandemic is creating real problems. And now the governor has signed a bill extending expiration of driver's licenses and personal ID and so forth. Should extend it to all items because you can't get in the Secretary of State's office the way you should be able to. The idea that they're going to keep it this way forever is absolutely ridiculous. But Governor Whitmer signed several Senate bills that will extend the validation of state driver's licenses and personal ID cards. Senate Bill 507 will extend the period for which an operator or chauffeur, which is what I have, is valid. I don't know why I have that. I've had that for years. Just kind of different, I guess. Senate Bill 508 will extend the period for which an enhanced driver's license or enhanced state personal ID card will be valid. Senate Bill 509 will extend the period for which a personal ID card is valid by 120 days, by the way, on both of them. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson continues to say they're entering a new era of service and their offices are more efficient and convenient than ever before. I disagree. And a lot of people disagree. Now, it's nice when you go in and you have an appointment. But it took me months to get a vehicle plated properly because I had to make a change in the title for a rebuilt title on a vehicle. It took literally months for the process to play out. Should not have taken that long. Should have taken a couple of days and a couple of visits and waiting in line at the Secretary of State's office. Didn't work that way at all. And so we'll just consider that. With the legislation, we're able to extend. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson writes this. With the legislation, we are able to extend the expiration of all vehicle registrations, driver's licenses, and state IDs to 120 days after an original expiration date between March and August, and waive late fees or refund them retroactively to residents impacted by pandemic restrictions. All of our offices are open to any residents who need in-person services, which they can access by walking up or scheduling their visits online or by phone. When did the walk-up start again? That's what it says here, the walk-ups, because my understanding was that wasn't going to happen. Maybe I've been out of the loop for a minute because I was so put off by it. But we'll keep you up to speed on that. Carl Levin has died. Carl Levin, one of the first people I interviewed on this program just shy of 10 years ago. I don't think he cared for me much. But Carl Levin, Michigan's longest-serving United States senator, has died at the age of 87. Harvard-educated, former taxi driver, strong voice on military issues, and obviously a strong defender and ally of the auto industry throughout Michigan throughout his career. President Obama said of Levin back in 2013, if you've ever worn the uniform, worked a shift on an assembly line, or sacrificed to make ends meet, then you've had a voice and a vote in Senator Carl Levin. He walked about the Capitol in a rumpled suit, plain white shirt, pedestrian tie, carrying bulging files and the occasional paper flying away. He believed in what he was doing. I didn't agree with him on many topics, but we had good conversations here. I say he didn't care for me just because we had robust conversations. They were not spiteful or mean-spirited. They were just robust. He spent 36 years in the Senate. He spent 36 years, and he published a memoir recently called Getting to the Heart of the Matter, My 36 Years in the Senate, revealed that he had been diagnosed with lung cancer a few years earlier. A powerful voice on the left. And he recently wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal defending the filibuster, calling the initiative to repeal it short-sighted. He was right about that, at least, was Carl Levin. He was right about the fact that getting rid of the filibuster, well, it's a terrible idea. And that's why, you know, the idea that young people know everything. Well, the young people know. No, they don't. Anyhow. The global shortage of computer chips continuing to hammer automakers. You probably knew this. Ford Motor Company getting pummeled, I think, worse than maybe anybody else because the F-150s, 110,000 units not being manufactured. That was the last that I read on it. But Ford Motor Company, GM, Tesla, BMW, Daimler AG, all among the companies still having problems in recent days. Earlier this week, Ford CEO Jim Farley said that while the company is seeing some signs of improvement in chip supply, the situation remains fluid with continuing delays from a semiconductor factory in Japan that is recovering from a fire. The chip issue will run through this year, said Ford's chief financial officer John Lawler. Into the first of next year. Overall, the global auto industry will produce nearly 4 million fewer vehicles, 4 million less cars, $110 billion in lost sales. And global demand for computer chips far outstripping supply. No question about it. An increasing number of electronic products require chips to function. While demand soars, supply is limited. Chip factories can cost $10 billion or more to construct because of their highly specialized machinery, an expense that few companies are willing to bear, that according to the Detroit News. And they're right about that. They're right about that. You know, summer, I can't believe it. You know, August is upon us here. August is upon us. Can you believe that? School is starting up in the South here in just a few days. Later here in Michigan, but you know, some places just a couple of weeks away for school to start for the year. And kids should be in classes. That's the bottom line. But there are problems with Michigan beaches again. Several beaches are closed again because of contamination concerns. All part of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy's Beach Guard System. Every beach's status subject to change when test results come in. E. coli, one of the big factors that, causes problems. And there's a whole list of those. You can go to the website and look them up. I'm not going to run through this whole list for you, but I can tell you the Beach Guard site gives the public information on beach water quality across the state, including water sampling results, daily updates. E. coli often coming from geese, by the way. Geese. Geese foul the water. Yeah, you've seen it. It's green. And then the water turns green, and, well, you get it. Here's a something for you that's on the bright side. Great Lakes Pet Food, the best dog food my dogs have ever had. GreatLakesPetFood.com, the place to go to find the best dog food your dog will ever have. It's made in Michigan. Supporting the home team, GreatLakesPetFood.com. Trust me, I've been feeding it to my dogs for a while now. They have more pep in their step. Their coats are shinier. It's not with filler and grain. It's with meat. Meat, pork, and chicken. Yeah, good stuff. GreatLakesPetFood.com, a West Michigan company that I wholeheartedly support and endorse. All right, there you have it. Quick break on the Steve Griffin Show. I'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.